Last night was the highlight of the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee when Donald Trump took to the stage to accept the nomination for the White House, the first time he's spoken in public since last Saturday's near-miss shooting.
They are coming in from every corner of the earth, not just from South America, but from Africa, Asia, the Middle East. They're coming from everywhere. They're coming at levels that we've never seen before. It is an invasion indeed. And this administration does absolutely nothing to stop them. They're coming from prisons. They're coming from jails. They're coming from mental institutions and insane asylums. I you know, the press is always on me because I say this. Has anyone seen Silence of the Lambs? The late, great Hannibal Lecter. He'd love to have you for dinner. That's insane asylums. They're emptying out their insane asylums. And terrorists are coming in at numbers that we've never seen before. Bad things are going to happen. This is going to be very bad. And bad things are going to happen, and you're seeing it happen all the time. That's why, to keep our families safe, the Republican platform promises to launch the largest deportation operation in the history of our country. The whole world is exploding. What's happening? What's going on? Viktor Orban, Prime Minister of Hungary, very tough man. He said, I don't want people coming into my country and blowing up our shopping centers and killing people. But they said to him, tell us what's going wrong. What's happening? What is it? He said, there's only one way you're going to solve it. You got to bring President Trump back. He said, Russia was afraid of him. China was afraid of him. Everybody was afraid of him. Nothing was going to happen. The whole world was at peace. And now the world is blowing up around us. Under our leadership, the United States will be respected again. No nation will question our power. No enemy will doubt our might. Our borders will be totally secure. Our economy will soar. We will return law and order to our streets, patriotism to our schools, and importantly, we will restore peace, stability, and harmony all throughout the world.
Donald Trump speaking to the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee, where he accepted the nomination to run for the Republicans for the White House in November. Dr. Clodagh Harrington, lecturer in American politics at UCC, joins us, and you were watching that speech. In many ways, Dr. Harrington, it was a tale of two speeches, wasn't it? In the beginning, the description of the shooting, he was on script, calls for unity, and then the off-script riffing that we heard there.
Yes, indeed. It was a sandwich, perhaps, is the image that springs to mind, because those first 30 minutes, perhaps 20 to 30 minutes, it was a slightly different Trump, I think. Not radically, for sure, but he was muted to some extent. And, you know, his opening words were along the lines of one of the phrases he used was, I'm not supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. So there was perhaps a little reverence and maybe some gratitude for still being alive, etc. And then the clip that you just played there was the kind of the meat of it, I suppose, you know, the bit in the middle that people were in part at least there for. And then he returns back at the end towards, you know, a sort of a nod to unity, I suppose. And there was quite a word salad at the end. There was magnificence and destiny and glory and sacrifice. It was all thrown in. But I suppose what we might take from this as a little positive is that it was more of a mixed bag, whereas previously it was just the full negativity, the full fire. So perhaps maybe a somewhat evolved Trump. Mm-hmm. I'll go with that.
And it's becoming a little clearer, isn't it, what Donald Trump wants to do in his second term, what he really wants to achieve. He even mentioned, didn't he, Tom Homan from this controversial Project 25, that he has a sense of how government works and he's going to reshape it the way he wants it to work if he gets back.
Yes, that's true. Now, I have to say, I mean, in the full, I've just had 133 minutes of Trump, and there was really zero policy detail in there at all. There's a lot of sound bites, a lot of base pleasing references, you know, they're sending their murderers, all of that kind of stuff that we've heard many times before. I would say in terms of actual specifics, there was almost nothing, really almost nothing. A few things you can sort of, it does what it says on the tin, you know, the no tax on tips and these kinds of things that are going to be obviously popular with a lot of people. But to kind of drill down past his promises on bringing immigration down or bringing manufacturing home or whatever, you know, there wasn't any elaboration there. But certainly there is this big Project 2025 plan of how to roll things out from day one, which I would say is a lot bigger than just Trump himself.
And we saw Donald Trump last night surrounded by his family on the stage, the balloons all right him, all falling down around him, the crowd loving him, even though the speech was very long. And compare and contrast that with the Democrat disarray and the pressure on Joe Biden to stand down.
Oh, it's different planets at the moment. I mean, Trump is having quite the week. He really is. And you have to hand it to the Republican National Convention for being, you know, an unmitigated success, as it has been from the optics to the crowd being completely on board. I mean, they're acting like they've won the election already. So there's huge wind behind him now. He is doing well in the polls. He's polling noticeably stronger than Biden now in the past week. And of course, the Democrats, you know, the Republicans love to talk about Democrats in disarray. They actually really are in disarray at the moment. Biden's had a terrible time. I think this COVID moment for him now is so unfortunate and so symbolic as well. You know, it does sound like it's when, not if now, in terms of when he might make his decision.
And if he does go, who replaces him? Harris, and who runs with her?
Oh, it's not even in the bag that it would be Harris. So I suppose we don't even want to make that assumption. On the other hand, I mean, if they were to bypass the vice president, the first non-white, first female candidate, personally, I think that would be a travesty for what the party pertains to stand for. That said, she doesn't poll all that well. Now, she's polling better than Biden at the moment in relation to Trump, but there are others. There are other names in the mix. So who knows?
Who knows? Certainly interesting times ahead. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Dr. Clodagh Harrington there, lecturer in American politics at UCC.